Swool Swool Simsville, this is Jeffrey Crumplebottom, and I'm pleased as a punch to bring you the second issue of the Simsville Sentinel. This week's top story, Sim Nation's most glamorous export, Judith Ward, has once again found herself in the headlines, this time not for a breathtaking red carpet entrance or a perfume launch that smells like expensive emotions, but for a mystery that has gripped the entire celebrity world. One of Miss Ward's beloved award-winning poodles, the exquisitely coiffed Lady Cinnamon Fondant Ward, has reportedly gone missing under what Judith calls gravely suspicious and spiritually troubling circumstances. During a tearful conference on the steps of her chandelier-encrusted Forever Estates villa, Judith appeared in a white feather robe and oversized sunglasses, declaring,
"I know Lady Cinnamon's aura. She would never run away from me voluntarily. Someone with bad energy and cheap highlights is behind this."
Miss Ward claimed she felt the disturbance in her poodle's emotional vibrations around the same time two recently hired groomers, Reese Mastella and Brock Thornton, suddenly left her employment. While she stopped short of accusing anyone directly, Judith made several pointed remarks about certain ambitious dog show people and women with overly competitive energy and very loud perfume. No names were given, but the dog show community has been buzzing with speculation. Sources say Judith has hired an elite team of private investigators, a celebrity pet psychic, and a chakra realignment consultant to assist in the search. In her closing statement, Judith vowed,
"Whoever did this, they better moisturize because I'm coming."
As Simsville braces for what may become the most dramatic canine-related scandal in recent memory, fans and critics alike watch closely, and her devoted LGBTQ+ fan base has already launched hashtag Justice for Lady Cinnamon. We'll keep readers updated as the investigation unfolds. In other news, Simsville rang in the new year last night at the newly renovated Landgrab Mall, the number one shopping destination in the region, according to every billboard, banner, and escalator handrail on the property. Thousands of residents packed into the grand atrium for the official Landgrab Mall Sparkle and Shine New Year's extravaganza, a celebration described by mall management as a festival of value, glamour, and mild spending pressure. Highlights from the event included a countdown hosted by the mall's iconic LED fountain, which synced perfectly with fireworks displayed directly above the seasonal sales wing. Live music from DJ Mickey Smith, sponsored by Landgrab Mall's Premium Rewards Plus program, which, as their announcement reminded attendees every 11 minutes, now offers triple points on all purchases made during existential crises. And a shower of biodegradable confetti made from recycled Landgrab credit card applications. Mall CEO Malcolm Landgrab took the stage moments before midnight to deliver an inspiring speech about hope, prosperity, and mall-based solutions for everyday life. His closing remark, "This year, let's all resolve to shop smart, shop Landgrab," was met with loud cheers from the crowd and a polite but legally required applause from mall employees. As the clock struck 12, the mall erupted in celebration, though not without its usual Simsville charm. Two partygoers got lost in the home decor wing and emerged well after midnight carrying lamps they swear they didn't remember buying. And Sunny the Tragic Clown, hired as ambient whimsy, briefly brought the vibe to a halt when he began quietly narrating his feelings into the PA system. The light stayed on late into the night, illuminating the after-party cleanup and reminding citizens of the mall's central message. You can't spell New Year without New You, and you can't get a new you without retail therapy. And on that note, that wraps up this issue of the Simsville Sentinel. I'm your host, Jeffrey Crumplebottom, and remember, if something strange happens in town, you're probably being watched by a giant.